This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Candidates for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District are sharing their thoughts on President Donald Trump's visit to the Chippewa Valley last week. President Trump's visit aimed to highlight his support for farmers amid their struggles with tariffs and higher gas prices. He spoke for about 45 minutes during a roundtable with farmers at Custer Farms in Chippewa County, covering topics ranging from the Iran war and border security to the economy and midterm elections in Wisconsin. 2024 Democratic nominee for the 3rd Congressional District, Rebecca Cook, held a press conference at her family's farm in Eau Claire ahead of the visit on Friday morning, sharing what she's been hearing from farmers while traveling the district.
They feel betrayed. I think that people voted for Trump for this America First agenda and thought that he was going to put the interests of working farm families first, and it's been exactly the opposite. I've talked to people that were, you know, three-time Trump voters that are voting the opposite.
Later on Friday, a number of Chippewa Valley residents gathered to protest the president's visit outside the Chippewa Valley Regional Airport and outside the roundtable discussion in Chippewa County. Former Eau Claire City Council president and candidate for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, Emily Berge, attended the airport protest and shared her thoughts on the recent high-profile visits from President Trump and U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. days earlier.
Well, the people of the 3rd, we know that we can change the whole trajectory of the country because we are a swing district in a swing state, and we have so much power. Now, they are trying to take it away from us, but that is why the people need to rise up like we're seeing today, peacefully, and people need to vote in August and then in November.
Organizers of the protests estimated a crowd of about 300 people outside the airport and a crowd of over 150 people outside of the roundtable discussion. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin has reached a $10 million settlement with Tyco Fire Products over PFAS contamination linked to firefighting foam. The agreement resolves part of a 2022 lawsuit alleging Tyco released PFAS chemicals into the environment beginning in 1962. State officials say the money will be placed in a trust fund for cleanup efforts. Tyco also agreed to continue providing replacement wells and support long-term monitoring and remediation. A separate lawsuit involving Tyco and other companies remain active. A joint trial has been scheduled in Manitowoc County in connection with the death of 3-year-old Elijah View. Court records show Katrina Bauer and Jesse Vang face charges including child neglect and child abuse. Prosecutors alleged Bauer sent Elijah to stay with Vang at his apartment as a form of discipline. Vang reported the boy missing in February 2024 before a large-scale search was launched. Authorities later identified human remains found near Camp Manitow as Elijah's. The trial is set for April 14th. The State Patrol says it will be watching Wisconsin highways from the air this week. They'll be trying to spot speeding and aggressive driving. Flights are planned today on 43 in Ozaukee County, tomorrow on 94 in Dunn County, Thursday on Highway 53 in Eau Claire County, and Friday on Highway 51 in Marathon County. Troopers say pilots can see dangerous driving more clearly from above and will radio officers on the ground to make stops. The goal, they say, is safety and getting drivers to slow down, not just writing tickets. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Baseball in the desert. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series tonight in Las Vegas against the A's. They'll play at the Las Vegas Stadium. Now, that's the home of the minor league team there, the Aviators. The A's new stadium does not open until 2028. It's the first of two series for the A's in Nevada before they head back to Sacramento. The Brewers with a 12-4 victory over the Rockies in Denver yesterday. Pitcher Shane Drone got the win. Pat Murphy on what he likes about the lefty that they picked up from Boston.
Yeah, he's just poised as hell. You know, he's poised as hell. He attacks the zone. He's not afraid to throw any pitch in any count. That heater sneaky, really, really good. Two-seamer's good. You know, he's basically throws five pitches and commands all of them. Yeah, this kid's special.
In golf, the team of Darren Clark and Ben Crane, the winners at the AmFam Championship at TPC near Madison, Steve Stricker's twosome finished 17th. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Chippewa Valley
weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely today. Highs in the upper 70s. A lingering shower or storm early this evening, then mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Partly sunny and very warm on Tuesday, highs near 90. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.